Hello, this 5 minutes of the prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 228. We have been personalizing Psalm 91 and we're on verse 10b. And it says, neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. That's how you say it. Neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. Say it in faith again. Neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. What is plague? Plague is nega in Hebrew, meaning blow. And we've been looking at Isaiah 53 verse 10, where Jesus took those blows for you. He did. Yes, he did. He took those blows on your behalf. So we've been reading Isaiah 53 verse 10, the Amplified Version, and it says, yet it was the will of the Lord to bruise him, to crush him with your sickness. He has put him to grief and made him sick. Who is the him there? Jesus, the Messiah. So Isaiah was prophesying about the Messiah, and he saw what happened in the spirit realm. That in the spirit realm, God himself, divine justice, was putting all your sicknesses on Jesus. So now when you say you are sick, Jesus wonders what you're talking about. Why? Because he remembers so clearly how he suffered each and every one of your sicknesses. He suffered diabetes. He suffered hypertension. He suffered glaucoma. He suffered leukemia. He suffered brain tumor. He suffered eye cancer, tongue cancer, lung cancer. What is he suffered it all for you? All your sicknesses, each one of them, whether they come in 10 years, they come in 20 years, 100 years, whatever age at which you are, that thing was supposed to come on you, Jesus took it for you. He was made sick. He was made sick with your sicknesses. So when you say you are sick, he doesn't understand. He said, but I took it. And God the Father said, I remember I put it on Jesus. Oh, put it on him. Yeah. He said, I put it on Jesus. When you're saying that you are sick, the Holy Spirit wonders, what is happening here? Because I remember that Jesus suffered this sickness, and it was I who raised him from the dead. So this is what the Bible is telling you. I believe the word of God. Yeah, but how can I believe? You believe it because this is the word of God. This is what is written in Isaiah 53 verse 10. My mind, your mind can say a lot of things. How do you become healthy? Or how do you stay healthy? You get 101 things on Google. Everybody has a way of thinking. But it is when a man changes and alters his thinking and begins to think like God is thinking, that is when you see your mirror. How can I think like God is thinking? Romans 12, 1 and 2. He said, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Amplified Version, New Living Translation says that, do not copy the customs and behavior of the world, but change your mind. So you can change your mind. I thought sickness was just a normal thing. I mean, everybody becomes sick. We are in the world, and definitely everybody will become sick one day. But I used to think that way, but now that I've read, that's why I say you have to pick your Bible yourself and read for yourself. Isaiah 53 verse 10, as I've read it for myself, especially in the Amplified Version, that's when you hear, you understand it better. And now that I've read it and I know that Jesus was made sick, then I begin to alter my mind. I begin to change. I used to think this way, but now I want to think like how the Bible is written. I want to think it this way. Why am I not going to get sick? Why should I refuse sickness? Why should I rebuke sickness? Why should I resist sickness? Because Jesus was made sick with all my sicknesses. It's written in Isaiah 53 verse 10. You ask yourself, so Olivia, why are you not sick? I'm not sick because according to Isaiah 53 verse 10, Jesus was made sick with my sickness. Then you can even quote, yet it was the will of the Lord. It pleased the Lord to bruise Jesus, to crush Jesus with my sicknesses. He has put him to grief and made Jesus sick with my sicknesses. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You see, this is the way you believe now. You believe now before you go to the doctor and you say, oh, can you go and do this thing for us? We scan, we are seeing something, we are not happy. That is not when you begin to say. You say it now. Say it now. Say it now. You're blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye.